Welcome to Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast, teaching Davids how to defeat Goliaths. Now here's your host, Mark Anthony Peterson.
Welcome back to the podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and yes, business mavericks. In this podcast, we teach entrepreneurs how to defeat the corporate giant. Just like in the story of David and Goliath, David defeated a much taller and stronger Goliath, not by fighting the giant in hand-to-hand combat, but by using technology. A slingshot. The slingshot allowed the smaller David to attack from a distance that minimized the advantages that Goliath had over the smaller David. My name is Mark Anthony Peterson. I'm a serial entrepreneur and the managing executive at Serial Consulting, a leading small business strategy and technology consulting firm. I'm also the author of the book Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, which is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. This podcast is brought to you by Sierra Consulting. An idea can launch a business, a strategy can take it global. I have exciting news for you Guerrillapreneurs. Starting in July, we are separating our mastermind interviews into standalone episodes within the podcast. We will also introduce Guerrillapreneur News as standalone episodes. During these episodes, I will give you my strategic perspective on the moves being made by companies that are driving the sharing economy. Finally, I will introduce a third episode type called Slaying the Giant. In these episodes, I will give you tactics and strategies for unlocking explosive growth for your startup or small business. This is exciting, and I hope you will enjoy the additional content. During our last episode, episode 8, we talked with Francine Gervasio of Cargo 42, the Airbnb of the trucking space. Did you know that 1 in 5 trucks return to the distribution center or factory empty after having dropped off its load? Well, Cargo 42 has solved that problem by building a technical platform that saves time and money for both the shippers and the shipping companies. Please check out episode 8 on iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, or streaming at Sierra.com. In today's episode, episode 9, we are talking with Sarah George Durham, a Wix.com ambassador and the founder of the brand building consulting firm 3-4 Corporation. Sarah George is a dynamic businesswoman and a brand builder who rides a Harley and spends her weekends as an amateur boxer. She is one of Wix.com's very first U.S. ambassadors. And in this interview, she shares ninja techniques on how to use the free platform to build your Guerrillapreneur brand. Take out your pens and your paper. You're going to enjoy this episode. Welcome, audience, back to the Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. I am pleased to welcome Sarah George Durham to the podcast. She is an extraordinary individual, one that when you learn a little bit more about her background and her hobbies, it'll probably shock you. And she's also going to shock you with how much she knows about brand building and using a lot of the free tools that are going to help you build your business. Sarah George, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thank you, Mark. Well, I am a brand builder. I build websites. I build brands. I work with a couple different platforms in doing that. And as you mentioned, I do have a couple of fun hobbies. I love to box. I compete in amateur boxing. And I also love to ride my Harley Davidson.
Harley and a boxer.
Yes. And I'm a mom.
Okay, there you go. You wouldn't peg any of those as being three things that would line up. Boxing, Harley riding, and being a mom all at the same time. Yep. Must keep you really busy on top of brand building. Now, as part of your brand building, somehow you became a Wix.com ambassador. Mm-hmm. Tell us what Wix is and how did you become an ambassador?
Sure. If you're not familiar with Wix, Wix is a what you see is what you get drag and drop easy editor for building websites. Wix, we have a really cool slogan that goes around there, and it's the way the web was meant to be, meaning that the web is supposed to be easy for people to create and build their dreams, and Wix is just trying to bring it to you. So it's a small business platform. It's just phenomenal and it's powerful. I became a Wix ambassador because I was building Wix websites and I had a problem. There was something that they didn't quite do. There was an answer they didn't quite meet, and I complained about it, and they reached out to me and they said, "What can we do to fix it?" And that's powerful when a company that's traded on the New York Stock Exchange reaches out to little old me in Atlanta, Georgia, and says, "What can we do to fix your problem?" And they took it to heart, they fixed it, and then later they asked me if I was interested in the ambassador program, to which I said absolutely. And so this is going into my second year as an ambassador for Wix.
Now, what kind of problems were you trying to solve? I mean, Wix is an easy platform. I tore around Wix. I'm no genius, but it sounds like you were pushing the outer limits of what this platform was capable of.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I like to do is build sites for small businesses, and they have needs, don't they?
Right.
The misconception about Wix is that it's not powerful enough to accommodate a small business. And I was in a space where I was pushing those limits. We were building a store. We needed to get in a lot of products. And at the time, you couldn't import those products. And I reached out to Wix and I said, "Hey, listen, you guys have this awesome product, but I can't upload products fast enough." And they met with me, they listened, they answered questions, they asked questions, they went to the drawing board, and guess what? You can actually import and export products now based on, you know, user reviews and communication. And so they really are a powerful tool for businesses.
So that piece of it, that ability to import more products, gave the business you're working with a lot more capacity.
Yes.
And the ability to operate on the web, which is a way to reduce your operating costs and avoid that brick and mortar that I always try to push against until your business model is sound.
Yes.
And so you're saying that Wix has come in now and provided robust tools that people would have had to spend thousands of dollars on in order to import that sort of data.
Well, and to be honest, Mark, this gentleman was spending thousands of dollars, and we saved him that money by moving him to the Wix platform and giving him a tool that meant that he could manage his business without having to outsource and hire developers, work with overseas or even local developers. Either way, it's just such a big price. And he's a business owner, and his business is not the web. His business is props.
Right. So he went from, was that spending money on developers?
To investing back in his business.
Back into his business.
He could hire more staff. He could get new equipment. He could expand his warehouse. He just had so many new options at that point.
Okay. So what did he spend that money on? Did he spend it with you and building his brand as
yes,
opposed to
did.
Now the back office stuff?
Yeah, we did spend some in the website. For him, he has a brand that's already known. So he wasn't concerned in building a brand, but typically that's where we see a lot of people spend. They have this need to grow. And once you have the tools that you believe you can grow and you free up the money to grow at the same time, now you can invest in an image that makes people want to come into your business and spend money with you.
Excellent. Now, give us one or two tips in that brand building process that Wix makes it easier to get that momentum, get that brand building momentum. So if this gentleman went from spending on developers to shifting now to spending more on enhancing that image, what are two or three things you would have told him he could kind of quick hits?
Sure, that's a great question. One thing that Wix says it's really fun is once you build your website, communication with clients or web visitors or potential clients is really important. Regardless of how you gather that information, Wix has made it really easy to build a well-designed email that you can send out, and you can drop your logo into it. You can add your custom colors. You can add fun images or gifts to it. They're all things that fit into your brand image because Wix already has, you've already uploaded all of your images there. So now you can create it with all the same information and send it out to your clients. When you send this out to your clients, the even better part about it is Wix give you the stats on who opened it, Who looked at it? How successful was this? That's really important in building a brand, is knowing, is the image that you're portraying getting the message that you want to get across?
Now, how easy is it to find those stats?
Yes. In the dashboard, when you send out an email, a mass campaign email, you get those stats right there in your dashboard. They're really accessible, they're easy to find, and they're easy to understand.
Now, the email aspect of it, for a lot of small businesses, is the lifeblood for revenue.
Right.
The more emails, addresses you have, the more potential revenue you can drive through your business. Does Wix make it easy to build lists, email lists?
Yes, that's another great branding tool, by adding that quick subscribe button on your website, where all they have to do is drop an email into a form and hit submit. You're not asking them for any major information. You're not asking them to divulge their address, just their email address. And now you can build that list so that when you have a campaign you want to push, you have a new product, you have new information, and you're able to easily get it out.
Now, how would you advise a client to encourage people to give us that email? I know I hit a lot of websites and I get a lot of requests for emails. Some I sign up for, some I don't. Are there some best practices that entrepreneurs can look at, maybe test out on their website to try to drive more email?
Yeah, there are. There's always a best practice. But the other thing I always want to encourage small business to do is keep in mind what's best for you and your clients. And it's important that you know who your audience is first. We've seen really popular light boxes where we have, you know, we get to a website and there's a pop-up box that says, subscribe now. And if you're dealing with anyone in the neighborhood of, say, 45 and younger, that's probably a great way to capture their information. But if your audience is maybe in the 45 and up range, that may not be the best way to communicate with them. They may see it as distracting. They may see it as annoying or invasive. They may feel like you've kind of come into their private viewing space. So you really need to know your audience before you decide. But again, the pop-up windows are a very popular mechanism, and asking for a small bit of information without digging too deep in exchange for a small bit of knowledge is a great way to capture email addresses. So for instance, maybe somebody wants to have access to the material that you make, Mark, and they want to learn something about marketing and how to be a small business. Maybe you offer them, in exchange for their email address, a small PDF that gives them some great useful points. You know, you don't give away the whole business, but you give them something that actually adds value. Now they'll be more willing to share their email address, and they'll see you as an authoritative resource.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, I took one of your classes, and in the class, you mentioned that your business should consider using video and images and try to simplify the pages and tell a story with your website. Some businesses lend themselves to that, you know, pizza places, but professional services. You have a lot of entrepreneurs moving into that space. It's one of the fastest growing spaces in the gig economy. How would an accountant use Wix in that fashion? I mean, can you tell a story about accounting using the Wix platform?
What do you think of when you think of accounting? Is it exciting? Is it fun? Is it something that you want to do? Gee, I can't wait to go see my accountant today.
Right.
That's really not the image that we have. And it's unfortunate, because going to see your accountant really should be a great thing. And so that's why Wix is so fun. Wix comes with great stock images that you're able to use at no cost at all. You can use their images. They're high quality, and you can paint a picture using those images to tell your business. So again, sticking with the accounting resource, maybe you put a tagline on there that says, this could be you if you'd use our accounting services. And it's an image of a young man or a young woman feeling relaxed, enjoying vacation, shopping because they paid enough money in taxes that they didn't have to pay anything at the end of the year, or maybe they got money back, or, you know, something that shows the pleasurable side and the relief side of getting your taxes done with the help of a professional, the story we want to tell.
Essentially what you're saying, for customers who are selling a service, they need to sell the result and tell the customer story on the website and use the Wix tools as a way to do that.
That's it.
And Wix has a lot of these images already in its inventory, so you don't have to go around shopping for photos or even video you can use on your website when building.
Now, there's not going to be video that's specific to your industry, but there are going to be great little clips and snippets that you can use as backdrops, as maybe just some animation to add some life and some engagement to your website. But this is going to save you money in purchasing stock images or in having to hire a photographer if you're not to that point where it makes sense to do it yet. And we can grow in those phases as a small business. And what's so much fun is Wix is there for each step of the way.
That's perfect. Now, I'm going to throw out a technical term that okay. scares most non-technical entrepreneurs. I know the first time I heard it, I thought people were talking about Star Trek. SEO, search engine optimization. That has been something that people have seen. I've seen their eyes glaze over. They want to throw money at it as a way to drive people to their website. Give us a simple definition and then tell us how Wix is making that easy for you to manage on your own.
Okay. SEO. Yes. Search engine optimization. Well said. You did a good job there. A lot of people get their tongue tied in trying to put that together. What's really funny too, though, is that the term search engine optimization is exactly that. It's optimizing your website so that search engines can better read the information that's on it and list you on the pages when people are searching for what they want. Now, we use the term SEO. Hey, did you SEO your site? We use it like a verb, and that's not quite what it is, but it's the common slang we've got going on now, so we'll stick with that. So Wix has a built-in tool, again, in that famous dashboard that allows you to SEO your site with guidance. They walk you through the steps in how to select keywords. They give you a wonderful keyword analyzer that helps you rate your words and make sure that the words are actually going to perform for you. Then they help you.
When you say keyword analyzer, just for those on the broadcast that don't quite get it, these are words that are most searched.
Sure. So yes, your keywords are going to be words that are most searched by your potential visitors.
Okay.
So Mark is at home. He's looking for a new accountant. What are the terms that Mark's going to put in order to find this accountant?
Mm.
He's going to put in accountant. He's going to put in maybe the business industry that he's in if he has a small business. And he's probably going to put in the location that he lives in. And so the SEO keyword analyzer in Wix will help you test those words to see if they're actually good words. Are people actually searching them? Or are too many people searching them that they're too watered down and you won't make it to the top of the list? And that's important. That's the whole goal, is to make it to the top of the Google search results. It's also a very tricky space in that, as you mentioned earlier, people spend hundreds of dollars in this area and they get great results or they get terrible results. Unfortunately, SEO is not a science. It is a trial and error. And I have to be very honest there. So if you go into a firm and you say, hey, listen, I want you to get me to page one of Google, well, they can probably do that for Antarctic tax accountants. That would be very simple because there's nobody in Antarctica. Their tax is done, right?
Right.
But we live in Atlanta. And so I want to make it to page one for Atlanta tax accountants.
Which is going to be difficult given number of accountants in Atlanta.
Which is going to be really difficult.
Right.
So you have to use really good discernment when choosing, if you decide to go with a firm, you have to use really good discernment in how to do that. If they're promising you that they're going to get you to the top of page one, you might want to tread carefully and use that as a red flag. You might want to ask more questions and assess their cost, because they could get you to the top of page one for a particular search term. But is it the term that you need? Is it the term that's going to perform well for you? And do you need to be at the top of page one, or do you just need to be on page one?
Oh.
So there's so many different factors in SEO that it's understanding why it's intimidating. If you're just starting out with your website, or you've had a website for a while, but you've never really dove into this SEO space, I recommend the Wix keyword. The Wix SEO wizard is what I recommend you use. If you are in a space where you've used it, you've gotten some performance and you need more, or you need someone to hold your hand, well, that's where you can reach out and say, hey, okay, I need some help. There are firms that help with this sort of thing, such as myself or such as other firms in the Atlanta area. But just because you need to reach out and get help doesn't mean that you need to assign a whole marketing budget towards SEO. This can be a cost as little as $100 a month just for you to get some analysis and assistance in making sense of the data that you have.
That's perfect. I think with a lot of businesses, they don't quite understand getting to that page one gets you a certain number of clicks on your website. And if you believe the data of the volume you get to your websites, there's so many conversions that occur after you get them on your web page. And so SEO is an important area for any entrepreneur to focus on. And now that you have this wizard that takes you step by step through optimizing each one of your pages, and then even sends you alerts.
Actually, I have a really cool story to share with you.
Sure.
So I had a client who, I had a visitor who came to one of my workshops. And after the workshop, they said, Sarah, this is great. We love it. what do we pay you to do it? Okay, wonderful. You know, I'm always excited to pick up a new client. And we took them on. We went through the SEO wizard in Wix together. And that's the first thing we did. They didn't want to set it up themselves. They chose to bring in a professional to do that, which is fine. We set it up. And after 2 months, their traffic tripled on their website.
Wow.
2 months alone. Yes, they made it to page one after the first week of us making these minor adjustments. After 2 months, though, their traffic to their website tripled. I've had them as a client for 8 months now, and I got a message. I've gotten several messages, but one of the messages I got said, "Listen, woman, you're going to force me to have to retire because I can't keep up with all the business."
Wow.
Yes.
In one of our previous podcasts, we focused on knowing when to outsource certain tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the CEO of a business where you're making a widget and that's your expertise, when it's time to grow the business, you got to turn that over to someone that's going to drive people to the front door.
Yes.
And this is one of those areas outside of having a physical sales team where you can bring people to the front door. So if you're running an online business and you're not looking at Wix and you're not talking to experts like yourself, you're missing a huge opportunity to retire early.
Right.
So when we get people to the front door, I understand now that Wix is also making it inexpensive for you to interact real time with customers with a lot of new exciting tools, booking and chat and other services. But give us a little rundown of those and how those can help with conversions.
Sure. So what's fun about being the ambassador for Wix is that when I tell people that Wix is a wonderful tool for small businesses, when their website, they don't realize that I'm actually offering them another employee. I mean, essentially, that's what it is. Let's say you decide that you would like to convert your old in-law suite to a guest house and you'd like to book it out like a bed and breakfast. Well, Wix offers a hotel booking feature where you can show descriptions of the room, you can assess times, you can communicate with your visitors all through the website. These are all built in, so you don't have to go out and buy a separate CRM or a separate hotel booking or worry about if you've overbooked, because Wix is there to help you. Let's say you open up a restaurant and you want to be able to sell orders online, and maybe you're ready to do that, but maybe you're not quite ready for Uber Eats because you don't know how well it's going to travel, but you want people to come and pick up delivery. There's several services out there, but what you'll find is that Wix has a fabulous platform for restaurants, for online sales, to show your menu, to show add-ons to your menu, to show deliveries, estimated delivery times. I mean, it's just incredibly powerful. There's bookings, and bookings honestly works for any business. Anytime you want to schedule time with people, or you want people to have access to schedule time with you, Wix goes so far as to not only just let you set the booking with one individual, you can do group bookings, you could do classes if you're a personal trainer, if you're an accountant, any service business you could run through booking. But I've even seen it done with services such as HVAC, air conditioning and heating specialists. I've seen it done with plumbers. It's just a great feature, and all of these things can be done with one even more powerful element, and that's live chat directly on your website. Wix has a really fun app that has recently taken a whole new look and is even more powerful than it already was. You can download an app on your phone and have access to your website visitors directly from your phone.
Wow.
Yeah, live chat
on
your phone.
So someone hits your website, needs help, and you can have a live chat session with them no matter where you are in the world.
You can have your assistant have a live chat session with them if you'd like.
Wow.
Because you can add your assistant in as a contributor role to your website and give them access to live chat without giving them access to make full edits to your website.
Wow. So you have the technical infrastructure of a Fortune 500 with a small business.
With a small business.
I can be on vacation. Great customer comes to the website. I'm not missing that account because I can do live chat right from the beach. Or you said, offer up additional roles for the assistant to jump in. And
I say enjoy the beach and let the business work and let your assistants do their job, because that's what you hired them to do.
Wow. And see, that's what I love about this tool, and the reason why I wanted to do this particular podcast is that it gives so much flexibility to the entrepreneur to create a minimum viable product before they start to invest heavily in what you call production level services. You can operate with the same service level at a much cheaper cost.
Over the last week, I had the pleasure and the honor of being in the Wix headquarters in New York. They have three different offices, but I was at the lounge in New York, and we were fortunate enough to have Avishay Abrahami, who is the CEO of Wix come and talk to us. We had individual conversations, but we got to listen to him. And one of the things he said that really stood out the most to me was one of his goals is that with Wix, the small business has no reason to not fully compete with the large corporations because he's made it possible for a small business to have the same presence. And the online market, as you said earlier, right, is such a tool in business and it's such a driver in business these days. And to hear that come out of the CEO of a large corporation, you know, he's admitting, listen, I've given you the tools. Go be successful.
Right.
You've got it all at your fingertips now.
So there's no reason why the David can't take on the Goliath.
That's right.
You have all the tools. You have all the support. And like you said, if there's something there that you need, they seem to be open to making modifications,
yes,
to the tools or the platform to give you more utility.
I can't even tell you some of the amazing things that are getting ready to happen, but I'm so excited.
Well, tell us.
I wish I could. I can just tell you this. If you thought Wix was a great tool for business now, your socks are going to be blown off.
Really? I recently added a feature to my site, the bookings component,
yes,
where someone could just book an hour of my time, prepay for it through,
yes,
the Wix app, schedule it whenever it's convenient for them, and then I block off times when it's available for
that's
me
right
to do that kind of stuff. So that's been terrific for people who don't want a full-fledged project, but just want to bounce ideas and have me do 1 or 2 hours of a review of a potential idea or a project to give them some direction before they invest a lot of money.
Yeah.
That sort of feature would not exist on a small business platform before Wix got involved.
No, it would not without you paying for a third-party system, having that third-party system and getting all the APIs and paying a developer or having the expertise yourself to integrate those platforms.
Absolutely.
And that's time. Either way you look at it, it's a serious investment.
Now, you mentioned that you do get engaged with a number of clients to help them take their business from point A to point B. Tell us a little bit about 3-4 Corporation. How did you come up with that name, 3-4?
3-4 Corporation came up. So I'm Christian, and Psalms 3-4 is where it came from. Now I'm very loving and open and tolerant of all peoples on this earth. Now we're all brothers and sisters. And so 3-4 in the original text uses the word logos in Greek. And it meant a word or an image that meant more than just a word or an image. More powerful than just the word, it invoked an emotion. And so for me, that use of the word logos really meant something to me. And so I just felt like, well, we'll just make that the name.
3-4.
That stands out. People remember it. It's a little different, but I think, again, it's memorable and it means something to me.
That's perfect. Tell us about the company. What kind of services do you provide? How do you help tune that engine up for these small businesses?
So going back to that Greek word logos and kind of what it meant, our goal is to really bring to life who that company is through their imagery, their web presence, and even their services when needed. So what we offer is web design, graphic design, and business consulting. And the reason why we really felt it necessary to include the business consulting is, as we've talked before previously, you know, your website is almost like another employee.
Right.
And so that website needs to work for you. If there are inefficiencies in your process, in your day-to-day process, and we don't identify those before we build the website, I can guarantee that you're going to need to redesign your website sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
And based on processes, not based on we just decided that it's time to grow.
Right, right.
So we want to try to avoid those unnecessary rebuilds. So what we do is we first get to know the client. Say, hey, who are you? What do you do? Why do you do what you do? We take all of those ideas and those concepts and those goals and those life aspirations, because most small business owners, right, we're doing what we love.
Mm-hmm.
These are life goals more than they are just financial goals. Of course, they're all tied together. But we take that and we put it into imagery. We try to make that match who this business is. And we also try to keep in mind who their potential clients are, so they're not missing a market, but they're hitting the right market. All of these things go in together first before we can build a website. Because honestly, the website is the last piece. We've got to know who you are before we can build a website. I could throw a website up for you right now, but would it really tell the story? Would it really get people to say, wow, that's a business I want to work with? So we have to have a process into coming into that. And so we work with clients in all three of those phases. Oftentimes we work kind of in all three together, but we also have clients who call and they'll say, hey, I've got this website up. It's great. I love it, but I don't want to manage it anymore. Take it off my hands. We've saved companies major money. I had a We have a client who was spending in excess of $600 a month on Google AdWords and SEO.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
We were able to cut that in third and bring her down to a third of what she was paying. And what was even more fun about it is when we first took it over, none of her traffic changed. Everything stayed exactly the same for a third of the money she was spending.
Wow. So using the tools that are in the Wix platform, you were able to reduce the spend on Google Ads and get the same traffic.
That's right.
Wow.
We cut the Google Ads spend down to zero.
That's money back in her business.
That's money back in her business, yes.
Wow.
So yes, she's paying for my services. However, her traffic on her website is exactly the same as what it was.
Mm-hmm.
She can send me a message and have peace of mind to know that we will get done what needs to get done with her website. She gets monthly reports that let her know how the site's going. As well, when she's ready to redo and start fresh with those Google Ads, she has me at her side and our team of experts who say, okay, here's how we're going to do this so that we know that the money makes sense. If it's not bringing traffic, it's a waste of money.
That's right. A waste of
That's right.
money. Wow. We talked a little bit earlier about you, boxer, Harley rider, you know, visiting the Wix headquarters, a female technologist. I would be remiss if I didn't ask about that journey, about your journey, your personal journey in that regard. There have been a much bigger push to try to get more minorities and women involved in technology.
Mm-hmm.
And that journey, I think, has seen some improvements, but still has a long way to go.
Sure.
Tell us about your journey.
Well, without dating myself too much, telling you how old or how young I might be, when I was a kid, people didn't have computers. They just were too expensive or they weren't available because it meant it was going to take up your whole dining room. So they just weren't a thing. But my mom was a tech writer and she was self-employed as well. So I have always grown up with hey, go be what you want to be and do it your own way. And so I've always grown up with that background and it's been really powerful. But as a kid, we had a computer in our house because my mother was a tech writer and she had to have that computer to do her job. And so when there was new software or when there was a new product that she needed to write a manual for, she would say, hey, kid, figure out how to learn this. And so I've been playing with computers since as long as I can remember. So that's kind of how I grew up.
Okay.
And so learning how to use technology independently through my own studies is what I've done for years. I started a small business. My ex-husband and I started our own basketball organization, and we needed a web presence because we wanted to build an international presence. So we needed a website. And I realized that this technology is nothing but another language, and what these designers are charging for is not something that I can't do. And so I taught myself. I learned HTML, I learned CSS, and I built our first website.
Wow.
Now, we were a small mom-and-pop shop, but we sold a world-class image. And so to this day, the program is still running. Students can actually receive their high school diploma, and they can do, we have an arrangement with a college, local college. They can get 6 hours of credit by attending this program. And right now, I think 70 to 80% of the kids who go through the program go on to receive full college scholarships. But so all of that took me into the tech space. Upon him taking over the business and me moving into other things in a different phase in my life, I realized that, you know, that's what I really love doing. The basketball was a lot of fun for me as well. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm still an athlete. I couldn't give that up altogether. But creating things and designing and building something that speaks to people is what I love to do.
That is exciting, and an exciting and inspiring story. Either using Wix or learning the program, it's going to help you take that next step, because all of what is going to be demanded of large and small businesses is that global presence that you embraced years ago with your basketball camp. Right?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to entrepreneurs, in particular female entrepreneurs, starting out right now? They're listening to this podcast and they're thinking about launching a business. They already have a business. What advice would you give to them?
To female entrepreneurs in specific, I would say don't give up. Don't be hard on everybody, though. Sometimes it's easy for us to feel like we're always fighting somebody. And this is coming from a fighter.
A boxer.
That's right. It's coming from a boxer. So don't be hard on everybody. You know, just because the last room you walked into, you were the only woman in the room and nobody respected you, you don't have to walk into the next room with that same chip on your shoulder, that same feeling, because you never know where your next ally is or your next helping hand is. And I worked for a CEO of an insurance company. He used to tell a joke about him being a turtle on a fence. He said, when you see a turtle on a fence post, you know, you ask him how he got there. And the fact is, he had help. It's a country saying, and if he hears me say this, I'm sure he's in stitches right now because I've destroyed it. But
so he didn't get up there by himself.
He didn't get up there by himself.
that's true.
And that's coming from an older gentleman in a male-dominated industry where, you know, everything was probably easier for him than it would be for someone like myself, being a female, being a minority. And he himself said the same. Didn't get there alone. So that's why I said, just don't walk into every situation and give everybody the hardest time. Let them show you their worth. And you need help. So when you find the right help, take it. And when you find the wrong help, get away from it fast. Keep moving it and don't worry about it. The right opportunity will come. Just don't give up.
That's a message that I've had to grow into over the years. Help. The framework that we talked about a few podcasts ago really tried to emphasize the fact that not all business tasks, the stuff, the work that you do, it's not all equal.
That's right.
And if you treat it like it's all equal, you really won't be able to grow very fast.
Yes.
When you prioritize it and then ask for help on those things that you're not an expert in is your first step towards growing your business.
That's right.
And you have shown us today that Wix can give you a lot of tools to get that business rolling. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point, you got to step even back from that and ask for help.
You still need
to
help.
Maximize the value of that platform.
Yes.
That's perfect. Tell our audience where they can find you to get that help.
Sure.
On social media.
Sure. You can reach out to me at sarahgeorge.sg on Instagram. That's sarahgeorge.sg on Instagram. You will see me getting punched in the face there, but that's
she's not kidding either.
You can also reach out to me through my website, which is 34.net, and that's THREE4.net. And I love to have questions, anything that you know, people want to know. I love to help out small businesses as well. You can see our next and upcoming events that are always going on with Wix at wixatl.com. That's wixatl.com. Or you can go to Wix on the Road, which is the official Wix site. If you're not in the Atlanta area and you're looking for an ambassador in your area, there are 92 ambassadors all around the world at this time. I have the honor of being one of the first, but you can go to Wix on the Road and Wix on the Road.com, and you can find an ambassador in your area if you need somebody local.
That's perfect. Sarah, this has been absolutely terrific. We appreciate your time. I hope the audience learned a lot about the tool and ways that they can grow their business and hopefully take to heart the lessons to know when to reach out for help.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark, for having me. I really enjoyed this.
Perfect.
Thank you for listening to the Guerrillapreneur, the Art of Waging Small Business Warfare podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, you may also enjoy the book Guerrillapreneur, Small Business Strategy for Davids Wanting to Defeat Goliaths, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes. Follow Mark Peterson on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Guerrillapreneur. Now I want to close with a quote from the great Chinese military strategist Sun Tzu. Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, then seek to win. Keep fighting, guerrillapreneurs!